Elder Fan.
弟兄姐妹朋友早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
还可以再说一次感恩节快乐。
So once again, I would like to say to all Happy Thanksgiving.
下周就要开始准备圣诞了。
Because starting next week, we will be preparing for the upcoming Christmas.
啊，今天是我们圣诞节讲道系列的第四讲。
This is the fourth of a series of lectures or sermons for this Thanksgiving and Christmas season.
那今天所讲的这个主题啊，是我很喜欢的一个主题。
The topic I'm going to speak about today actually is my favorite topic.
Not my favorite, one of my favorite.
One of my favorite topics.
是我很喜欢的一个主题，可是是一个我很不喜欢讲的主题。
Although this is one of my favorite topics, this is one of the topics that I am in least favor of talking about.
是什么主题？
What is it?
奉献。
Offering.
但是不是只是讲奉献。
But I'm not going to talk only about offering.
是讲到神在我们的奉献当中怎么样的满满的祝福我们。
My focus will be how God blessed us, also blessed us bountifully when we offer.
为什么是一个我很喜欢的主题？
Why is it that this is one of my most favorite topics?
因为我在我的属灵的成长道路上。
Because during my spiritual journey,
在我们看见神带领我们家庭的这一路上，
I witnessed how God guided my family, led my family.
我看见我在神话语上面的领受。
I saw how what I received from God's word.
然后我就看见神借着我们从奉献当中所学习到的功课，他是如何的满满的、大大的祝福我们。
And then I witnessed my personal experiences that how God has bountifully blessed us because we offer to make offering to him.
我喜欢这个主题，因为我在这个功课当中，我看见神的同在。
I like this topic because in my learning how to offer to God, I experience God's presence with me, with my family.
我在这个主题当中看见神的祝福和引领。
And in this topic, I experienced God's guiding and blessings.
那为什么又是一个我最不喜欢讲的主题呢？
Then on the other hand, why is it that this is a topic that I am in least favor of talking about?
因为我觉得在奉献当中得到神祝福，这个是一个我们个人跟神之间很亲密关系的一个呈现。
Because I think to be blessed by God through offering is actually a sort of manifestation of our individual's intimate relationship with God. And it's a personal thing.
那我就不觉得应该是由我来讲给人听。
So I don't think I am in a position to tell this to other people.
我觉得这是弟兄姐妹们信徒与我们的神、我们的主之间一个很个人、很亲密的一个交流。
Because I think this is a purely personal matter between we believe individual believers and their Lord.
你们如果是新加入我们的教会，
If you just joined our church,
或者你今天是第一次来到我们教会，
or perhaps this is your first time ever to be with us today,
我需要让你们知道，
I need to let you know,
我们在主日不讲奉献的。
Usually we do not talk about offerings.
在过去三年当中，
In the past 3 years,
156个主日，
there were 156 Sundays in total.
没有一个正道是讲奉献的。
None of the sermons in these so many Sundays was about offering.
礼拜六团契的时候，长老分享没有一次讲奉献的。
Even during Saturday's worship times, elders never talked about or preached about offering.
有些地方一天到晚讲奉献。
I know there are places where offering is a frequent topic.
有些时候奉献好像在募款一样。
Sometimes it looks like offering to God. It's just like a raising funds for some good causes.
这边有需要，那边有需要。
For areas where there are needs.
这边放一个箱子，那边放一个盘子。
So you will see, there's a box here, there's a plate there, just to collect offerings.
然后呢，很多人就觉得。甚至到教会来就是要给钱。
So much so that many people have come to think that when they come to church, the main purpose is to make offerings.
我们不是一个注重要收捐献的。
This church does not focus on receiving or collecting offerings.
可是我们要注重的是神的话。
Rather, we focus on God's word.
我们要注重的是神的心意。
We focus on God's will and His heart.
所以虽然说我这是一个我不愿意讲的一个主题，为什么今天要讲呢？
So even though personally I don't feel like talking about this topic, however, I feel compelled to talk about today.
有几个原因。
There are several reasons for it.
第一，就是感恩系列。
Number one, this fits in well with the series of sermons on thanksgiving.
当我们在感恩的时候，我们在感谢神的时候，很自然的，我们就想到我们在奉献当中是怎么样的对神显出我们的感谢。
Because if we sincerely thank God for His salvation, for His blessings to us, then very naturally we will think about how we can offer more to Him in return.
第二,
Number two,
在神的话语里面,
in God's word,
多多地提到神怎么样要让我们学习奉献而从中他祝福我们。
Very often, God talks about that we have to learn to make offerings so that we can experience His blessings.
那虽然我自己不愿意做这个讲的人，
So even personally, I don't feel like being the speaker of this kind of topic.
然后我的意愿是，我说神啊，你让你自己的话跟弟兄姐妹们分享。
And my personal thought is that God, you just move individual brothers and sisters directly, not through me.
可是今天神就说，你不是就是做我话出口的人吗？
But today, God tells me that, isn't it that you are the outlet of my word?
第三,
the third reason,
过去三年中,
in the past 3 years,
有不少弟兄姐妹们说,
there were quite a few brothers and sisters saying to me,
我们想要听奉献的信息,
we like to hear about offerings.
我知道奉献很重要,
because I know,offering is very important.
可是神的话对于奉献上面说怎么说的呢？
But I also want to know how God tells us about this topic.
我不想要照着人的方式奉献，我想要照神的心意而奉献。
This individual brother and sister say, I don't want to make offerings to God in human way or in my way. I want to make offerings to God in the way God prescribes.
今天有些教会每个主日聚会的时候，
Today, there are many churches on Sundays when they gather together for worship.
除了唱诗祷告，
In addition to praying, singing hymns,
讲道
and preaching,
他们还有一段时间是收奉献。
They also set aside a certaincertain time to collect offerings.
是他们敬拜的一部分。
This is a part of their worship.
可是我们教会不是这样子。
But our church is not like this.
为什么呢？
Why?
我们教会就是在这个大堂后面不起眼的地方放一个奉献箱。
So in our church, we just put an offering box at the back of this sanctuary in a very inconspicuous place.
然后呢，教会的长老专门不去看谁奉献谁不奉献。
And the elders make a point of not knowing who offers and who does not.
听清楚，是专门不去看，不是专门去看。
So I want to emphasize this. We deliberately not to know who make offerings and who does not.
收奉献、记录奉献的是教会的同工，我们不过目的。
It is co-workers who collect offerings and who make records of all the offerings without the knowledge of the two elders.
那我们希望在这些事情上面，我们可以了解这是不是合神心意。
And we would like to know whether or not what the way we do things is according to God's will.
那我想要在一开始的时候就让弟兄姐妹们知道。
I would like to know to let brothers and sisters know from the very beginning.
我们今天主要的讲到的奉献和从神那边得到的祝福是指金钱上面的事。
Today, the offering, which is the topic of today, is more or less narrowly about offering in terms of money.
这就是为什么这个主题很多人讲起来或听起来心里面非常敏感的。
And this is exactly why many people, when they hear about offerings in terms of money, this is a rather sensitive matter.
可是你知道，我们怎么样子去看待金钱，怎么样子去使用金钱？
But we have to know how we treat money, how we use money.
这是完全反映出我们在神的面前，我们灵命健康、灵命成长的一个指标。
This reflects, actually, this is an indicator of our spiritual, the level of our spiritual maturity before God.
神所赐给我们的这个生命，神所赐给我们的生活。
The life, whether physically or a life in, that God has given us.
我们是怎么样的合乎神的心意去管理它？
How do we manage our life?How do we use of our life in accordance with God's will?
就在我们怎么样的去看待我们的金钱，我们怎么样使用我们的金钱上面，就是直接的反映出来。
This is directly reflected in the ways that we treat money, in the ways that we use money.
也换一句话说，这就是我们属灵的生命跟我们每天的生活结合的一个很有力的一个见证。
In other words, this is a powerful testimony of how our spiritual life is blended into our daily life.
这也就是为什么主耶稣基督自己在马太福音六章二十一节说，你的金钱在哪里，你的心也就在哪里。
And this is exactly why Jesus Christ in Matthew 6:21 is say, what do we do with our money shows where our heart is.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
主，今天我们奉你的名聚集。
Today we gather together in your name.
主，我们是感恩的。
We are thankful to you.
因为我们知道你爱我们。
Because we know you love us.
因为我们知道你供应我们一切。
Because we know you provide for all our needs.
主，你让我们从罪恶、从顽逆当中拯救出来。
You save us from disobedience, from sins.
但是今天我们既然能够称你为我们的父。
And What is more, today we have such a privilege to call you our Father. We are your children. So all that we have belongs to you. All the good things that we have are from you. May our gathering today is pleasing to your eyes. And may your name be glorified. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
当我们在教会里面讲到奉献的时候
，When we talk about offerings in church，
很多时候呢，我们会有一个概念，我们也听过这样一个名词，叫做十一奉献。
Oftentimes we have such a concept or idea, and also we often hear about this term that is the tithe.
什么叫做十一奉献
？What does it mean by the tithe？
十一就是十分之一。
So the tithe means one tenth.
或者说是百分之十。
Or 10%.
那是什么意思呢
？But what does it mean actually？
他就说，一个基督徒奉献的时候，要将你所有一切的十分之一奉献出来。
That means, when a Christian make an offering, he or she has to set aside one tenth of his or her income, to and offer it to God.
我相信在我们这个在座当中，可能有一部分人听过这样的说法。
I believe some of us, in our midst, must have heard, about, this.
我相信在我们在座当中，可能第一次听见过这样的说法。
And others, in the midst of us, maybe hearing it for the first time.
可是我知道，绝大部分的人心中都有这样的一个想法。
But I'm sure a great majority of us in our midst has such an idea or concept of the tithe.
就是做不到。
But they know, but they cannot do it actually.
怎么可能把我所有的一切的百分之十奉献出来？
They would think, how is it possible that I can give out 10% of what I have as an offering.
今天的人
today,
大部分花出去的钱
the money they spend
都比赚进来的钱还多
most of them, their expenses exceed their incomes.
那个东西叫做 credit card,信用卡
and that's called credit card.
我的钱都不够我花了，我还把十分之一分下来奉献。
So my incomes are not enough for my own needs. How is it possible that, to say nothing about offering 10% of it, to the church?
我今天给你一个好消息。
Today, now I give you a good news.
新约圣经里面没有给基督徒一个诫命律法，就是你要奉献十分之一。
There is not an order or command, throughout the New Testament that a Christian must, offer 10% of, his or her income to God.
圣经里面有讲到十分之一的奉献。
Indeed, in the Bible, they talk about the tithe.
而且是一个律法。
Also, it's a law.
但是呢，是在旧约里面的律法。
But it's a law, in the Old Testament.
而且只适用于以色列的这个国家里面的人民而适用。
And such law, was only applicable to, Israelites.
今天如果在教会里面，我们说做一个好的基督徒就要奉献十分之一。
Today, if, in church, we were to say that if you want to be a good Christian, you must offer 10% of your income.
然后说这是因为神的律法如此说。
And then, we explain that this is what God has commanded us, to do.
那我们就需要完全的遵守旧约的律法了。
then in that case, we have to obey all the laws contained in the Old Testament. But this is impossible.
第二, 我们通通要变成犹太人了。
And second, we must first become all Israel.
这也是不可能的。
And this is also impossible.
在旧约里面讲到十分之一的奉献。
In the Old Testament, when the topic of the tithe is talked about,
可是并不是只讲十分之一的奉献。
But when such topic is talked about in the Old Testament, such topic is not the only thing being talked about.
我们看一下生命记十二章第六节。
Let's take a look at Deuteronomy chapter 12 and verse 6.
当旧约圣经讲给以色列人讲到律法上面的奉献的时候,
in the general topic of law and in the specific topic of offering, this is what is being said in the Old Testament.
申命记十二章第六节他说将你们的燔祭平安祭十分之一的祭 还有手中的举祭，还有还愿祭，还有甘心祭，还有牛群羊群中投生的，这一共七种奉献，在这边提到。
So for instance, in Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 6, there are several kinds of offerings being mentioned here. There bring your burnt offerings and sacrifices, your tithes and special gifts. What you have vowed to give, and your free will offerings, and the firstborn of your herds and the flocks.
所以旧约里面给以色列的奉献的律法上面讲到许许多多，不只是十分之一的奉献。
So, the law of offerings, for Israelites in the Old Testament. It's not limited only to the so-called the tithe.
所以你知道一个爱神的以色列人,
so you would know that a Israelite, if he is he loves God,
当他看见神所供应给他的, 当他借着奉献还给神的时候,
So when he sees all the provisions that God has given him, and when he makes offerings in return of God's favor and blessings, he did not only give out 10% of his income or the tithe.
Yeah. 他是超过了十分之一的再给。
What he actually did is beyond 10%, more than 10% of his income.
那神为什么要定下这个奉献的律法给犹太，给这个以色列人呢？
But to begin with, why was it that God set this law for Israelites?
我们来看马拉基书第三章。
So let's turn to Malachi, chapter 3.
第八节,
Verse 8.
马来基书第三章第八节,
Malachi 3:8.
神向他的子民说, 人岂可夺取神之物呢? 你们竟夺取我的供物, 你们却说, 我们在何事上夺取你的供物呢? 就是你们在当纳的十分之一和奉献的供物上。
This is God's word. But you, 第八节, will a man rob God? Yet you rob me. But you ask, how do I rob you? In tithes and offerings, you are under a curse, the whole nation of you, because you are robbing me.
所以在这边我们看见，当神向以色列人制定这个奉献的。
So here we see when God instituted this law to Israelites about offering.
神所想要让他的子民所显明的心意是他要人能够学习遵从他。
God's will in doing this is that he wants his people to learn to revere him.
神要向他的子民显明说我是你们的神。
God wanted to show to his people that I am your God.
我们再来看第十节。
Let's take a look at verse 10.
万军之耶和华说你们要将当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库使我家有粮以此试试我是否为你们敞开天上的窗户倾覆于你们甚至无处可容。耶和华说我必为你们斥责蝗虫不容它毁坏你们的土产你们田间的葡萄树在未熟之先也不掉果子万军之耶和华说万国必称你们为有福的因为你们的地必成为喜乐之地。
Verse 10 and the following verses. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have room enough for it. I will prevent pests from devouring your crops, and the vines in your fields will not cast their fruit, says the Lord Almighty. Then all the nations will call you blessed, for yours will be a delightful land, says the Lord Almighty.
神要向他的子民所显现的是神的公义。
God wants to through their offerings to show to his people his provisions.
神说一切都是我的。
God says everything belongs to me.
所有的祝福都是从我这边出来的。
All kinds of blessings are from me.
我可以将天上的窗口打开，把福气倾倒在你们身上，使你们都无处可容了，收都收不住了。
I have the power to throw open the floodgates in heaven and pour out so much blessings that you will not have room enough for it.
我可以保守你的农地，我可以保守你的土产，我可以保守你的这个蔬果，在没有熟之前都不会掉下来。
I have the power to protect your fields, protect your fruit trees so that they will not fall before they mature.
所有的人看见你们这样得到神的保守。
And then when all the nations see how blessed you are from me,
所有的人就可以看见神在物质上面如何大大的供应。
Then all the nations will witness how bountifully God provides for his people.
但是神对他子民说，你要在心中有我这位公义的神。
However, there is one condition, that is, in your heart, you should have me in your heart.
你将你当纳的十分之一和奉献供给神的时候，神就说，你这个就是纪念到我是你的神。
And when you manifest this outside, that would be make offerings to me.
这个心意在旧约是如此，在新约也是如此。
The same will of God of this is true in the Old Testament. Is also true of the New Testament.
这个世界并这世界里面所有的一切都是神创造的。
This world, this universe, and all the creatures in this universe are all creations of God.
这个世界上面所有的物质，所有的物资都是神所拥有的。
All the materials, all the matters, everything in this universe are owned by God.
他怎么会稀罕人的十分之一呢？
So of course, he wouldn't need one-tenth from his people.
我们人给不给神十分之一，所有的都还是他的。
Whether or not we give God ten percent of what we have, regardless of that, everything belongs to God. So he owns everything, all things.
所以当神向人制定这个律法的时候，我们发现。
So when God sets such a kind of law to his people,
这不是神要从人那里得到什么。
We learn that this is not because God wants to receive something or get something or gain something from human beings.
这是神在恩典当中要让人学习他的丰盛。
Rather, God's intention is in grace, man has to learn to be grateful.
我们刚刚讲到十一奉献是在旧约的律法只属于以色列人所适用的。
As I mentioned earlier, the so-called tithes appeared in the Old Testament, and it was only applicable to Israelites.
可是你知道这个十一的这个观念不是从律法的时候开始的，在律法制定之前就已经有了。
But we also have to know that this concept of the tithes existed before the law was created.
我们来看创世纪第十四章。
Let's see Genesis 14.
这里是讲到创世纪第十四章十七到二十节。
Verses 17 to 20.
那时候亚伯拉罕的侄儿罗德住在索多玛。
At that time, Abraham's nephew Lot, lived in Sodom.
而索多玛城当时被周围的其他的国王来攻打，然后呢被打败了。
And at that time, the city of Sodom was under the besiege of other surrounding nations.
所以索多玛城里面所有的物资所有的人全部都被这几个王瓜分了。
And then all the things in Sodom were divided, were taken away by those kings.
包括罗德他的家人他一切的财产。
So Lot's families, his possessions were also taken away by those kings.
所以亚伯拉罕听见这个事情，他就要去救他的侄儿。
So upon hearing this, Abram went to rescue his nephew.
圣经上面告诉我们，亚伯拉罕带了他家中三百多个壮丁，连夜的赶去，要去解救他的这个侄儿罗德。
And then, as the Bible tells us, Abraham called out more than 300 trained men born in his household and went in to come to Lot's rescue.
因为神与他同在。
Because God was with him.
他就把这几个王全部都杀败了。
And Abraham succeeded in defeating and those kings.
所以就掳了很多亮物回来。
And then he also got a lot of things from them.
这个时候
at this time,
第十八节告诉我们说，有一个撒冷的王叫做麦基喜德，他带着饼和酒出来迎接亚伯拉罕。
As verse 18 tells us, then Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine.
他说这个麦基喜德是至高神的祭司。
He was a priest of God Most High.
他就祝福亚伯拉罕说，愿天地的主至高的神赐福与亚伯拉罕，在至高的神把敌人交在你的手里是应当称颂的。
Then he blessed Abram, saying, Blessed be Abram by God Most High, creator of heaven and earth.And blessed be God Most High who delivered your enemies into your hand.
然后亚伯拉罕在神的面前，他就将他得到的十分之一就献给神了。
Then Abram gave him a tenth of everything.
另外，在创世纪二十八章，我们看到雅各的故事。
Also in Genesis chapter 28, we have the stories of Jacob.
雅各的爸爸跟他说，你要回到我们的家乡去，我们家乡的子女，一个女人做你的妻子。
And Jacob's father said to him that you have to come back home and marry a woman from our tribe.
他在旅行的过程当中，有一天晚上啊，他就做梦。
And on his trip home, one night he dreamed. He had such a dream.
看见有一个天梯。
He saw a ladder leading up to heaven.
然后神的使者在上面上上下下。
And he saw God's messengers or angels coming up and down of that ladder.
然后神跟他说，你这次去会很顺利，并且我要将我所应许给亚伯拉罕的所有的一切，我都赐给你。
And God says to him that you will have a very smooth trip home, and I will give you all that I promised Abram.
当他睡醒的时候，他心里面就想。
When Jacob woke up, he thought to himself.
他说这是神所在的地方。
He said, "Oh, this is where God is."
他说第二十八章第二节，他说我要为这个，我要立一个柱子，称之为神的殿。然后呢，我要将神你所赐给我的，我将十分之一献给你。
Then Jacob made a vow, saying, "If God will be with me and will watch over me on this journey I'm taking, and will give me." Food to eat and clothes to wear, so that I return safely to my father's house, then the Lord will be my God. 22. And this stone that I have set up as a pillar will be God's house, and of all that you give me, I will give you a tenth.
亚伯拉罕和雅各都是在摩西之前的人。
So both Abraham and Jacob, they lived before Moses.
亚伯拉罕跟雅各不是因为有律法的规定，使他们在神的面前愿意奉献出十分之一。
So both of them made offering to God, not because of the law.
他们在神的面前有一个感恩的心。
The reason is that they had a thankful heart.Before God.
他们看见神供应给他们。
They saw God's provisions.
他们就很自然地说，神，我要将我十分之一献给你。
And then very naturally, they said to God, I want to offer the tenth to you.
对今天我们的信徒来说，
For Christians today,
奉献不是一个诫命。
Offering is not a command.
可是新约圣经里面给我们信徒的诫命是什么？
Then, what is the command, in relation to this topic that, is given in the New Testament?
今天借着主耶稣基督的口所给我们的诫命是什么？是爱的诫命。
The command, given us in the New, Testament is throughJesus Christ, and that's a command of love.
事实上，主耶稣基督也说了，旧约所有的律法都总结在这两个命令当中了。
Actually, Lord Jesus Christ said to us himself that all the laws in the Old Testament may be concluded in these two things.
第一
，Number one，
要爱神。
Love God.
全心全意全力的爱神。
With all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and with all your strength.
第二是爱人如己。
And number two, love people, as you love yourself.
所以我们要讨神喜悦，我们遵守的律法诫命是爱的诫命。
So if we want to please God, the command we ought to obey is this command of love.
可是你知道，我们的奉献是我们爱的一个表现。
We have to know, offerings, is a outward expression of our inner love for God.
你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
Where your treasure is, where your heart will be.
你说这个概念太高深了。
And you might say, oh, this concept is too profound, too deep.
你说这个概念太伟大了。
It's too great. It's beyond my understanding.
事实上没有那么高深，没有那么伟大。
In fact, it's not that profound or deep or great as it may appear.
你我都做得到。
You and I, we are able to do it.
你钱花在哪里，那就是你所爱之处。
Where you spend your money, that is where your love is.
我们做父母的钱花在哪里啊？
So, for instance, for parents,Where do we spend our money?
自己省吃俭用。
We may live a very frugal life ourselves.
衣服一穿穿十年。
We always wear old clothes.
只要还没破，或者破了还补一下再穿。
As long as it still looks decent, we continue wearing it.
家里面谁老穿新衣啊？
So in at home or in the family, who are the ones who often have new clothes?
那是你爱的对象。
Then that person is the object of your love, isn't it?
所以呢，我们就发现我们爱的对象一般是我们的孩子。
Then we discover that for parents, the object of their love is usually their children.
然后另外呢，就是我们自己。
And the second is ourselves.
因为我们爱自己，所以钱花在自己身上。
Because we love ourselves, so we spend money on ourselves.
家人。
Family members.
也许朋友。
Or maybe friends.
大概就多半年到这边就为止了。
Maybe for most people, these are the people they love.
所以为什么一开始的时候我就说到，我们怎么样子看待金钱，怎么样使用金钱？是反映出我们跟神之间的关系呢？
That's why at the very beginning I said that how do we use money reflects accurately our relationship with God.
我们怎么样用钱是反映出我们的所爱之处在哪里？
How do we spend money? How do we use money? This reflects where our love is.
那我们有没有想过，我们的生命如果都交给神了？
So, Did it ever occur to us that we have committed our life to God?
如果我的一切都是神所供应的。
And if we agree that everything we have comes from God.
如果我感谢神每日的供应，我感谢神给我好的工作，我感谢神让我有吃有穿的，但是我有没有反映出来呢？
And if we truly are grateful to God,for what his provision for us, for our work, for our daily needs, and so on, then do I show this great gratitude?
神真正对我们的奉献和因此而给我们的祝福的原则在哪里？在新约圣经里面。
What is God's principle of his blessings and offerings?
在哥林多后书第九章。
Is recorded in the New Testament. First, Second Corinthians, chapter 9.
我们从第六节看到第六节看到第八节。
Verses 6 to 8.
如果你们有圣经，我们一起读。
So if you have a Bible, let's read together.
少种的少收，
Remember this,
多种的多收，
bearing,
这话是真的。
Bearing,
个人要随本心所酌定的，不要作难，不要勉强，因为捐的乐意的人是神所喜爱的。 神能将各样的恩惠多多的加给你们，使你们凡事常常充足，能多行各样的善事。弟兄姐妹，
Brothers and sisters，
这一段经文里面所讲到的神的原则和应许，
This Bible passage shows us God's principles and God's promises，
跟我们在马拉基书和其他旧约圣经里面所讲到的奉献和神的祝福是一致的。
And the principles and blessings promised here are consistent with the Bible passage that we just saw in Malachi.
当我们在奉献给神的时候，
When we make offerings to God，
我们有的是这几方面我们可以来学习。
There are several things that we may learn in several respects.
第一，在第我们是在第七节看到。
So in the passage we just read, let's take a look at verse 7.
这边讲到要捐的乐意。
Here it says you have to make offerings cheerfully.
事实上，更好的翻译是说，我们是喜乐的、愉快的、高兴的去给。
A better translation might be that when we give, our heart is filled with joy, happiness, and willingness.
一个蒙神喜爱的人，是一个在给。在奉献上面是以一个愉快的心情高兴的去给的人。
So a person who finds who is pleasing in the sight of God is the person who gives cheerfully.
然后在第十三节里面他说你们能够多多的捐给人，事实上这个地方所讲到就是能够大方的多多的给出去。
And in verse 13,
generously, 因此能够将荣耀归给神，
so that you may bring glory to God.
在第五节的时候，我们看到他说我们是乐意的去捐出来。
In verse 5, it said that when we give not unreluctantly, but cheerfully, willingly.
所以我们要高兴的给，
so,
大方的给，乐意的给。
So, the three principles is that when we give cheerfully, we give willingly, and we give generously.
可是这一切都是因为神已经丰丰富富的赐给了我们。
But when we give is after God has provided us abundantly.
是不是第八节说神能够将各样的恩惠多多的或大方的加给你们，使你们在凡事上面都是常常充足的，所以能够行这些各样的善事，就是讨神喜悦的事情。
So as is said in verse 8, and God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things at all times, having all that you need, you willwill abound in every good work. Good work means the work that pleases God.
施比受更为有福。
We often hear this word, to give is more blessed than to receive.
这是耶稣基督所说的话。
And this is what Jesus Christ said.
为什么给出去的人比那得到的人更有福气呢？
Why is that a giver is more blessed than someone who receives.
我们常常觉得我得到了那是我有福气啊。
We often think that if I receive something, then that means I am blessed.
为什么那给的人才有福气？
So, what's the reason behind that a giver is more blessed than a receiver?
因为一个给的人是一个满足的人。
Because a giver is one who is contented with what he or she has.
是一个有拥有的人。
A giver is one who possesses something or owns something.
你知道，当一个人只看到自己的需要而给不出去的。
If a person just focuses his attention on what he needs and does not give out.
那他是贫穷的。
Then that means he is poor.
可是如果一个人看见神丰富的供应而能够给出去的。
But if someone sees how bountifully God has provided him, and then he gives some of it out to others, then he is a.
那他是一个富足的人。
Then he is a rich person.
我们当我们给神的时候，弟兄姐妹。
When we give make offerings to God,
神只会更多的祝福我们。
God will bless us even more.
为什么今天我们要对奉献要有一个正确的了解？
Why is that we should have a correct understanding of offerings?
神所交给我们的原则不是因为我们要去守律法。
Because God gives us a principle. God does not want us just to obey law, His laws.
神给我们这个奉献的原则是为了要让我们能够经历它的丰富。
God gives us such principles for offering so that we may experience His blessings.
所以我们要执意刻意的去遵守遵从神的原则。
So we have to make a point of obeying God or following God's principles.
可是同时在我们在奉献的时候我们要知道这是一个爱的表现。
At the same time, when we make offerings to God, we need to know this is an outward expression of love.
我们要用心去给。
So when we give or we make offerings, we have to give or make offerings with a loving heart.
我们是从一个感恩的心去给。
We have to make offerings with a grateful heart.
当我因为从神那边供应我的时候。
When God, after God has provided us so abundantly,
我放奉献的时候,
when I put down my offerings in,
我做祷告, 我感谢神,
I pray at the same time, I pray to God.
丰丰富富的供应给我, 今天这么一点点的奉献, 只是我在你面前的一个谢意。
God, you have provided us so abundantly. So now today, I am in a position to make offerings. This is just a small token of my gratitude to you.
我心里面跟神祷告，神啊，我爱你。
So I pray to God, God, I love you.
你接受我的奉献。
Please receive my, accept my, my offerings.
你使用我的奉献。
And may you use my offerings.
我跟真理在06年的时候买了我们第一栋房子。
Cindy and I bought our first house in 2006.
小房子。
It's a small house.
是一个 condo, 两间房而已。
It's a two-bedroom condo.
不到1200尺。
It's less than 1200 feet, square feet.
1200 square feet, yeah. 那你知道06年的时候就是美国的这个房地产大跌，跌到谷底的时候。
In 2006, the real estate in America went completely crash.
也是就是所谓的金融风暴开始的时候。
Is the beginning of so-called financial
crisis storms.我们不是跌谷底的时候买房子，我们是它最高点的时候买的。
But when we bought the house, is when the house's real estate was at the highest point.
所以啊，接下来的几年，我一直老想要去重新贷款 refinance.
So in the following years, I always thought about refinancing.
我在大概找了十几家银行。
So I approached.More than 10 banks.
五年时间，没有一家可以替我做重新贷款。
And for a period of 5 years, none of the banks was able to do refinancing.
因为整个美国社会这个贷款的这个金融的这些条款法案就突然间紧缩起来了。
Because at that time, the refinancing law about refinancing became very strict.
但是呢，感谢神，生活还是过得还可以。
But thanks be to the Lord, this did not affect our daily living, our daily necessities.
我们生活的工作的这个收入和支出还是勉强可以维持平衡。
So my income was able to meet my expenses.
我们生活很简单。
Our life is we live a rather simple life.
支出就是房贷，最大的就是房贷。
The biggest expense was the mortgage.
然后饭钱。
And then grocery needs.
然后汽车的油费。
And then gasoline.
然后我们的固定的十一奉献。
And our fixed regular tithes offerings.
五年过后
，After 5 years，
家庭有了变化。
Our family underwent a change。
老三出生
，The third child was born。
很高兴
，Of course we were very happy。
可是呢，一看家里面的这个支出收入
，But then when we took a look at our incomes and expenses，
好像养不起。
It seems that we were unable to be able to raise the kids, the three kids.
可是我们在神面前祷告啊。
So we prayed to God.
神孩子是你所赐的。
You gave us these three children.
那孩子让你养。
So it's your responsibility to raise these kids.
那我们就是这样子祷告。
So this is what.We prayed.
可是我也没有去买乐透。
But I didn't go so far as to buy lottery.
那公司那时候也没给我加薪，我也不愿意跟老板要加薪。
And my company, the place I worked, they did not give me a raise.
可是就在孩子出事前一个月。
But just 1 month before, the third child was born.
我们贷款的银行送了一个，你知道他们就是送这个垃圾邮件嘛。
So I received a junk mail
就说
from the bank.
你要不要来 refinance 一下？你来重新贷款。
Asking us whether or not we would like to try again for refinancing.
平常这个我看了就扔，因为我知道不可能的。
Normally I threw away this kind of junk mail because I thought it's impossible. But that day I thought to myself, well, let me try it this time.
我打电话过去，那边接的电话说没问题，我帮你做。
And I called the bank, and the other party said, "No problem, we will do it for you."
我跟他讲，我过去这五年打了多少电话，我知道瓶颈在哪里，过不去。
I told him that, how many times I made the call, all failed, in the past 5 years.
他拍胸脯打标炮，没问题，我可以帮你做。
But he guaranteed, to me saying that.No problem. I will do it for you this time.
一个礼拜之后，他跟我打电话。
One week after, he called me.
他说真对不起。
And he said, I'm sorry.
我之前不知道你们这个这么难。
I didn't know, that it was so difficult.
心里面也算了。
So I thought to myself, that's okay.
结果第二天他又打电话来了。
But the next day, the same person called from
the bank,
called me again saying that we approved your refinancing application. And I asked him why.
他说现在借贷的政策法律改变了，现在通融了，你们可以过了。
And he said, now the government loosened up the refinancing laws, so now you can.Process successfully with refinancing. As a result, we saved some money in the following every month.
没有省很大的钱。
哈？
没有省很多很多的钱。
We didn't save much money.
所以200多块不到300块。
Only more than 200 and less than $300.
刚刚好就够买奶粉和尿片。
But that money.Exactly fulfilled our needs for
diapers and formulas. 我们从来没有在神的面前想说神啊，
孩子养不起了，那奉献给少一点吧。
Never before, we said to God, now we cannot, we are unable to raise our children, so we might as well just not to make our regular tithe offerings. Never did we say this to God.
都是你所赐的。
Instead, we said to God, all that we have is from you.
工作、经济、孩子、房子都是你给的。
Our work, our house, our children, and so on. Everything is from you.
我们相信你会供应。
And we believe you will provide.
我算什么人呢？
Who am I?
但是神为了我的那个小儿子改变美国的贷款的政策。
Who am I? But God, for the sake of my little
boy's son,
changed American law about refinancing.
你看，神将整个国家的政策改变，就为了养活我们家这一家。
So you see, God changed national law just in order for me to be able to raise my little son.
神的供应永远是足够的。
So God's provisions are forever enough.
我们靠的是神。
We rely on God and we rely on God alone.
我们的一切是从神里面得到的。
Everything that we have is from God.
我们的奉献只不过是向神献出我们的感恩和尊崇。
Our offerings is just a expression of our gratitude to God and our the honor that we give God.
弟兄姐妹，
brothers and sisters,
让我们在奉献在给的当中看见神满满的祝福。
Let us have the experience of witnessing God's blessings in giving.
让我们在爱神这上面不是只是靠口说啊。
Let us not only say we love God.
让我们用我们的生命去说。
We need to express love, or this love needs to find expression in our actions.
让我们把神所赐给我们的金钱上面有一个正确的认识和一个正确的使用。
Let us have a correct understanding ofthe money that God gives us and the correct way of using it.
神是不是在马拉基书在哥林后书这样说呢？
So God, isn't it that God says this in Malachi and in Second Corinthians?
你甘心乐意大大的奉献，你看我怎么样子更多的在你生命当中诸般的祝福。
If you make offerings,cheerfully, willingly, and generously, you can test me and see how I will bless you abundantly. This is a spiritual truth. This is also a spiritual principle.
我们将神所赐给我们的奉献给神，他只会更加的祝福我们。
We give a part, a small part of what we receive from God, and He will only bless us more.
让我们同低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
主，因为你的祝福是实在的。
Because your blessings are so real.
我们所领受到的福音使我们在主耶稣基督里面得到生命。
The gospel that we received let us allow us to receive life.In Jesus Christ.
但是这并不是只是讲到未来进天国的这个盼望。
But this is not only limited to the hope that in the future we will enter heaven.
乃是讲到我们今天在每日生活当中，在物质上面、金钱上面，你所给我们的祝福和供应。
This is rather talk about the every blessings that you give us daily.
你是丰富的神。
You are an abundant God.
所以你要我们经历你的丰富。
And you want us to experience your abundance.
主，你让我们学习在给予、在奉献当中，更多的看到你的富足。
Lord, you ask, want us to experience, to learn about your even more blessings.
让我们不要成为那个位置会看到自己的需要给不出去贫穷的人。
Help us not to become a kind of poor man who sees only his own needs.
And
unable to give.
让我们做那个因为看见你的丰盛而能够给出去的富足人。
And that let us be the person who, because they see your abundance, they are willingly, cheerfully, and generously give out.
这是你的祝福，这是你的应许。
This is your blessing. This is your promise.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
向祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.